The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantemradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on SWLive.net and RantEMRadio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
Hey, this is Zebra Kid Joey Janela, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards Podcast. Woo! Baby, yeah.
I have a small dick.
The fuck are you talking about?
Well, welcome everyone to a special edition of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where of course it's wrestling talk and talk about the wrestling. For the first time ever, this is Shining Wizards Kevin hanging out in the old kitchen at 2 o'clock in the morning to put a little show on for you guys. And our schedules have been a little out of whack and everything, especially with Matt's work, Eddie's work, Tony's work, and me not having equipment to record. So I'm recording this on my iPhone, and so we're gonna try to put something together for you. And by we, I mean me. We could be me and my Jameson and Ginger. That Jameson's a person as well. I recorded a show last night as well, but I felt bad about airing it. Or sending it to Tony, and I'll probably feel worse about sending this one to Tony. But it will be a bonus episode. Tony put one out by himself, and I didn't listen to it, so honestly don't know what he covered. But I'm pretty sure I'm just gonna do Money in the Bank on this one, and maybe little random thoughts here and there. I put up a Twitter post, a question asking. Who was your favorite NWO member of all time? And it got a lot of responses, a lot of traction, so much to the point where I don't think it would be fair if I just commented on that by myself. I feel like we could do a whole show on the NWO, more specifically your favorite NWO member. It would be better if it was more than just myself, if Tony or Matt or Eddie were there, all four of us were there, or even two of us or three of us were there. I feel like I don't want to jump into this because I think it's such a great topic to discuss. Just going into like your favorite NWO member and why, and just like it'd be so weird, like just to hear like you know the Scott Nortons, the Disco Inferno. Yes, and I did qualify it by saying that every single version or incarnation of the NWO would be allowed, which means you could do the Wolfpack, you could do NWO 2000, the original black and white, the B Squad, the WWE version of the NWO, which of course had Shawn Michaels in it. So we had a couple votes for Shawn Michaels. We had a lot of Kurt Hennigs. Very surprised by the amount of Kurt Hennig votes that we had as their favorite NWO member. But I do want to talk about that, especially because some people had some NWO Japan members in there. And the only two or three off the top of my head that I can remember, other than the WCW guys going over, were Tenzan, Chono, and Muda. And there may have been other Japanese stars that were a part of the NWO Japan, which I don't even know about. So, or at least forgot about. So that's a topic that I really, really would love to discuss right now. But it is 2 a.m., and I really do feel like it's a subject that should involve more than just one Shining Wizards. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter. Ha! At Kevin Garifo. That's first name Kevin, last name Great. Now, Garifo, I was going to say greatest. I probably should do that. Maybe that should be my new handle. G-A-R-I-F-O at Kevin Garifo on Instagram at Shining Wizards Kevin. Follow the Shining Wizards Podcast on Instagram as well, and Twitter, the same handle, at Wizards Podcast. We haven't been able to log into the Instagram yet. We will figure that out one way or the other, but our schedules are so crazy. It's nuts. Slap nuts, NWO reference, Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett could be up there for your favorite NWO member of all time. But I do want to pump the brakes on that real quick. I want to go over, because when I recorded a first show last night, I had not watched SmackDown. I had not fully watched Impact. And I had not fully watched NXT. I'm caught up. I watched SmackDown. Of course, this is the lead-in show to, I guess, the go-home to Money in the Bank, where you had your six-man tag team match with all the competitors. First of all, what are they doing with Sami Zayn with this super-excited, hyper-guy gimmick? I'm not going to comment on it because it was the first time I saw it. If it's been going on, tweet at us at Wizard Podcast and let me know, because I don't have time to go to YouTube and research Sami Zayn's new gimmick. Is he going with... Sorry, I just burped at some White Castle. Just had the old White Castle. Love the White Castle. It's like a girlfriend that you just never want to let go of. But then you do let go of because you fart and boop. So there's that. I watched SmackDown. I don't know where to start. This is honestly, I'm just spitballing right now. I really would love to talk about the whole NWO thing. But I really do feel like it deserves Matt, Eddie, and Tony to be there for it. I want to start with Brock Lesnar and Samoa Joe, because that I'm a sucker for pull apart brawls. I'm a sucker for run ins. I'm a sucker for smashes, post match smashes. I'm a sucker for all that stuff. I love when you break it down and like you just completely break down the wall where bad guys and good guys are coming together, either to because the boss told you to or for camaraderie. It's something that I just love. I love the whole like Nexus stuff when the roster came together against Nexus. I love the NWO stuff again where the roster would come together against them. I loved it. I honestly love it, and I love that. I love the pull apart stuff where guys come out because it adds so much realism to it. Because like, and it almost irks me when they don't do it. When they should do it, but they've done it on like the three like biggest like stages for this, and that's when Brock and Cena, Brock and Taker, and Brock and Joe, because Brock is a guy that like yeah, well, security's not gonna be able to stop this guy, and you got Brock and Taker, hey, you might not be able to stop Taker either. Cena, he's a pussy, there's that, but like Joe and Brock was just so well done, and I loved it. I loved every second of it, and I guess I'll go into Raw. I don't know what Tony talked about, no idea. So I'm just spitballing again. I love it. I don't call me stupid, call me a freaking mark. I don't care. I am. Call me 2:11 in the morning, cause I am a little buzzed. The Enzo Big Cass a mystery who did it, the clue. I call it the clue storyline. Who did it where and when? Was it Captain Mustard or Colonel Mustard in there? I don't know. But I like it. I like it. I like the insertion of Big Show in there. Whoa. I love it. And I think it was cool. And as much as people rag on Big Show for being around too long, I think if you couldn't find a better place for him. And again, I don't want an armchair book because I'm getting over it. I'm done with it. It's just I enjoy that storyline very much. And real quick, I'll just get this out of the way. Bayley stuff, not that big a fan of. The women's division, not that big a fan of right now. But I'm not going to go into that because it's just not, it's, again, it's 2:15 and I'm probably only going to do about a half hour here. And who knows, maybe more. Maybe I'll put some, you know, maybe I'll put something on the old Twitter right now that I'm recording at 2 o'clock in the morning. That almost rhymed and now I'm British. Hello? 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 I'm typing. Alright, never mind. That's stupid. It's dumb. I watched NXT too. Not NXT also. Oh no, yes, NXT also. And the one storyline that intrigues me the most out of NXT is the Cassius Ohno and Hideo Itami storyline. It's bizarre. And now, but now Ohno is going to be fighting Aleister Black next week, which is bizarre because I thought they were both baby faces. So we'll see where that goes, and I'm just gonna literally just jump from topic to topic until I get to Money in the Bank predictions, because I really do want to save the NWO talk for when there's more than me around. What else can I talk about? I could talk about sex, baby. I can talk about you and me. I can talk about on, dooby dooby, da boo dee. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let me high. Let's see. Oh, Impact. Impact is over in India, which I thought was a great show. If you didn't watch Low-Key Sanjay, shout out to Sanjay. Good friend of the podcast, and of course, good friend of Russell Pro. Oh, and yeah, of course, I should plug some other stuff too, but Tony could probably insert that in there. I didn't watch that match until today, and it was, Jesus, watch it. That's all I want to say is just watch it. Watch the Battle Royal too, because there was a Sony 6 Battle Royal. I guess Sony 6 was their partners in terms of a tour to go to India. Watch that because our pal KM was down to the final two. Shout out to Kevin Matthews. Shout out to all the WrestlePro guys. Shout out to Impact Wrestling guys too, because the show is good, man. Like, it's different than what you knew your regular TNA as. I mean, you still have Eddie Edwards. You still have Davey Richards. You have Lashley. You have Eli Drake. You have the guys. And now, like, you have Braxton Sutter, who was there prior to the Jarrett era, but now is definitely more in a prominent role now. And it's just a fun show to watch. I don't know why. Like, I don't know if it's like the fact that they were in a crowd that's not the Impact Zone, but it was a fun show to watch. And they have been fun to watch, guys. I mean, if you don't think these shows have been fun, take another look. It's just, LAX has been like the best thing going on that show, and KM's character and the whole well, again, I'll caution this by saying I hate the announcer storylines. I really do, and I don't really realize, don't know why they're bringing Scott Steiner back. Don't know, but they are. So just enjoy it because it's a fun show. It's, what is it? It's on Pop TV, Impact on Pop. It's, go out of your way to watch it. If you have, like, if you want to invest in something, and like, invest in that because it's good. A little sip of the Jameson and ginger. It's White Castle ginger, by the way. So there's that. I also want to get into, I guess, yeah, we'll go right into SmackDown and see how long I talk about this. SmackDown leading into the to Money in the Bank. And I like SmackDown. I really do. SmackDown Live, if you will. Dusty Rhodes style, if you will. I do like the way they're going with this. Jinder Mahal now, I'm there. It took me a while, but I'm there. He looks like a main event star. He looks like a guy that could be on the top of the card. He just really does. And it kills me because it's just not something that I ever thought that I had envisioned, and now I see it. So kudos to WWE in the way that they've booked Jinder Mahal. And again, I don't want this to be, I'd rather just talk about like stupid. I don't want to get into like, oh, booking this way, booking that way. Oh, this way stinks. Oh, that way is better. Oh, 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 flippy dude, dive, headlock, chinlock, dive. I don't want to do that. I didn't want me sitting down by myself to be that way. But it's, I mean, it's there, it's out there. So I will comment on it. I think Jinder Mahal is now a credible top heel. How long will it last? I don't know. Will Randy Orton, I think Randy Orton will lose. And I think you'll have either John Cena or somebody come back and take the title from him or do something. I don't know. I honestly don't know. And you know what? I don't care because that's not where a podcaster, you get to give your opinion, but like, just don't put yourself in like, oh, the book. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm like, my White Castle posts are getting like a bazillion likes on Facebook and Instagram. It's freaking me out. Like, my picture of White Castle is getting more likes than like a picture of, I don't know, I guess like me and my niece. I don't know, which is bizarre. But, oh yeah, look at this. I'm going to check the Instagram right now. Look at that. Since I started this podcast at, I'm about 13 minutes in, so that means I started it at about 2:03, 2:04. Jesus, fuck. Another White Castle burp. Let's see. 30 likes. My post of me and Matt Bowman with Justin Gabriel, a.k.a. PJ Glack, 17. So my post of White Castle sliders and onion rings and a ginger ale, which now incorporates a little Jameson, has more likes than a picture with one of my favorite wrestlers, which is the Darewolf, PJ Black. So let's get back to, I guess, SmackDown. All right, so let's go over the Money in the Bank card. And because I don't think anyone else is going to post the show before this airs, and it's probably going to air tomorrow at some point on Saturday, and I'm going to regret every second of it. All right, so I don't want to see, like, do you want to start with the top matches, or do you want to start with the lower matches? Oh, Zack Ryder's back, baby. Woo, woo, woo. You know it, bro. Very happy to see that. And they will be on the kickoff show against the Cologne. So, first prediction, Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley beat the Colognes. Shocker. Ha. I wish there was a girl here for the shocker. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, no. All right, Women's Championship. I didn't even know this was really happening until I watched SmackDown today. Naomi versus Lana. Naomi, she gets the biggest reactions on that show. And her entrance is everything, and it's great, and she's talented. Naomi retains the SmackDown Women's Championship. Let's go Usos New Day. See, this one's tough. Everyone always says, oh, the money's in the chase. Let the baby faces chase. But the New Day were the champions for God knows how long, and it worked. So I'm going to go and say that the New Day beat the Usos for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. So there's that. Let's see. What else we got? I mean, obviously, there's the Money in the Bank matches, but if I'm missing any other matches, I know I am. I know I'm missing the title match. Randy Orton, Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal retains. It'd be dumb to just reverse this right away. And I'm not sure if there's a stipulation with the Singh brothers or anything. I don't think there is. So, Jinder Mahal retains. Let's see. Well, here you go. The women's Money in the Bank match. This is a no-brainer to me. And I'm actually looking at a website that has their thoughts on it. And I haven't looked at it yet. I'm trying to actually be cross-eyed so I don't see it. I am thinking that Carmella wins this match. I think that's where they need to go with this. And I think Carmella, the Naomi feud will be fun. And I think Carmella does win the women's Money in the Bank match. I'm going to, you know what, I need to chug this because I'm getting, oh, that's a ring. Oh, that's a ring on the table. Uh-oh. Hold on. God damn it, Kevin. Coasters were invented for a reason. Ow. So Carmella, I think, gets the win in the female women's Money in the Bank match. I think her and Naomi will be a fun little feud, especially with their little dance nonsense they got going on. Or each one of them has going on. All right, what do we got next here? We got the Money in the Bank. As much as I hate to say it, as much as I'd love to see Kevin Owens or Shinsuke win it, it's not happening. Dolph's not winning it. I think it's going to be Baron Corbin. These are the type of matches that, at least in more recent years, put guys that you don't really expect over. I think, like, Randy Orton's won it, when Edge would win it, and when CM Punk would win it, and when, I mean, I guess I'm contradicting myself, because CM Punk wasn't really, when he won his two, when he won his first one, he wasn't really a top guy, and as much as it kills me to say, on SmackDown, Shinsuke is not a top guy yet, Dolph is not a top guy, Sammy's not a top guy, Barrett's not a top guy, AJ is probably, I guess you could throw Kevin Owens in there, but like, AJ's the only top guy in this match. To me, according to me, my only opinion. But I do think that Baron Corbin is going to win this match. He's going to hold on to it. Maybe John Cena or Randy Orton or somebody wins. And then you have a John Cena-Corbin match. I don't know. Listen, don't ask me when it's going to get cashed in because I have no freaking clue. But I just don't see anyone else winning this match other than Corbin. Maybe Shinsuke, maybe, but I think it's Corbin. So there's that. I always like to say, oh, so there's that. Like, I'm a freaking expert. I'm not, and this is just stupid little Kevin's opinions. And so, and that's really what it is. You know, while I stall, let me take another sip of the old drinksky. So what else is there to talk about? I'll talk to you about what I've been doing. My birthday was this week. It was Monday. I didn't do anything, but it was fine. Now I'm watching, like, Monday Night Shows. I'm hooked again on Monday Night Shows. Ever since we did that throwback to when Roddy Piper returned to WCW, I'm honestly hooked on Night Shows and the pay-per-views and the Clash of the Champions. And I haven't stopped since then. And CPA, if you happen to be listening to this, CPA, one half of the WrestlePro Tag Team Champions, apparently he has all the Saturday nights ever, like, downloaded somewhere. And it kills me that I just have to watch Monday to Monday, because even though I don't think Thunder was around at this point, I can't watch Thunder on the network. It's killing me. I don't want to just YouTube and watch it like on shitty ass YouTube quality. So, but I've been watching Nitros. I'm at the Nitro right now. Nitro 104, where Roddy Piper comes back as the executive, the chief executive of the executive committee. Say that five times fast. After Hogan leg drops J.J. Dillon. And now the wheels are in motion for Sting Hogan, the most anticipated Starrcade main event of all time that had probably the worst finish ever. So there's that, and again, there's that. That's good. See, hey, Tony, Matt, Eddie, we really should do this. Pro Wrestling Tees will put shirts up if we just have designs. We should each have our individual shirts with their own little catchphrase or little logo or little symbol on it and sell them to our individual friends who, while we mark out for others, they mark out for us. So, like, if my aunt, my uncle, wanted to buy a shirt that said, I don't know, "You're the worst, but not really," on it. Like, that's like, or Tony, like, wanted to do, like, Matt TNA shirt, or, even though that's not a thing anymore, but, like, if someone wanted to buy, like, an Eddie Tickle shirt or something like that, or a Matt, like, stick it up your food truck shirt. I don't know. I think it'd be fun. We should look into that. So I have been recording now for 24 minutes. I'm going to go for a half hour. I'm going to try for a half hour. I don't know what exactly or how much I actually have left in the tank on this. Let me just scroll to a dirt sheet. Oh, dirt sheet, such a bad word. Shut the fuck up. It's freaking the times. Type. All right. Anything else I can talk about here? Oh, Daniel Bryan, I guess, is coming back to SmackDown Live the Tuesday after Money in the Bank and whatever. I don't really care. I guess I can go back to Impact because Slammiversary is coming up. And you have your card pretty much set. Oh, he's gonna be in Bellator, but the ESPN dude and Don West are gonna be calling the card because stupid Josh Matthews and stupid not stupid Jeremy. I actually do like Jeremy Borash. I don't know Josh Matthews. I'm sure he's a great guy, but I can't wait for this to end. I honestly cannot wait for this part of Impact to end. And don't get me wrong, I've said this before in the show. If Josh Matthews wants to be a heel, I thought it was hysterical when he was making fun of the fans behind him. Loved it, thought it was great. And Josh Matthews could be such a freaking great heel manager. When he came out with Lashley, I'm like, all right, this has the potential, and not the potential, it probably already is gold. It's gold. Josh Matthews and Lashley, or Josh Matthews as a manager with that persona is great. Josh Matthews as a legit, like, regular announcer, he was so good. Like, he really was. And I don't care what anyone says. Josh Matthews was a good announcer. And I wanted him to win the first Tough Enough. Josh Matthews can apply himself well, and he can make himself useful for a company. And I truly, truly, truly believe that. But this storyline, announcer storylines, referee storylines, I mean, I guess if your mission for that is to fill time on a TV show, and again, I don't know what, this is just an outside guy looking in. We do a podcast. I'm not CNN. I've never worked in wrestling other than hanging out and doing the audio and video. So I hate getting into that, but I guess, you know what? I guess I have the right. I guess I do. So I really do think that Josh Matthews has a place in wrestling, whether it's I thought he should have been a cruiserweight. I thought he should have won Tough Enough. But the storyline on Enough and Scott Steiner, I don't want. I'm scared to see what Scott Steiner looks like when he comes out. But I mean, the rest of Slammiversary looks pretty freaking good yet, and the card is still, I think it's July 22nd. Let me Google. Let me type. Slammiversary, how are you gonna do when you're hurting me? Why can't I just find a shit? Impact, make your website easier to navigate. July. No, that's just a stupid promo package. When the fuck is Slammiversary? Guys, this is what you do at 2:30 in the morning. Why cannot I find when Slammiversary is? Oh, there's something. David Benoit at the Performance Center, which, dude, he looks exactly like Chris Benoit. It's scary. It is freaking scary how much he looks like Benoit. I mean, I guess it makes sense because it's his son, but alright, Slammiversary. When the freak is Slammiversary? Oh yeah, it is July 2nd. Alright. So you got the old ESPN guy, Robert Flores, doing commentary with Don West, which actually should be pretty good. I've seen him on ESPN, I've seen him on other things. I don't know how well he can do play by play for wrestling. Your first time, I don't know, again, it might not be his first time, but his first time on the biggest pay-per-view of the new era of Impact could be interesting. So, I mean, it's, listen, guys, even if you watch old wrestling, wrestling is freaking fun. And if you're listening to this, you obviously know that, or you just want to hear me make a fool out of myself, which could be quite entertaining as well. Let's see, how much have I done here? All right, guys, I'm closing in on a half hour. It's the first time I've ever recorded by myself. It's on an iPhone. It's 2:30 in the morning. You know how I roll. I've been to the pub, did a little karaoke, did a little of that. So I appreciate you listening. Tony's probably going to put it up at some point tomorrow. One of the two. I'm going to probably give him this one. But listen, you guys know how I roll. It's just watch wrestling, man, because it keeps me going. Whether or not it's Monday Nitro from 97, whether or not it's Superstars from 89, whether or not it's, you know, AWA from 88, whether it's, you know, TNA from 2003, like was TNA around 2003? No, TNA was not around 2003. When did TNA start? This is the 15th year. So 15th year would be... Is it the 15th year? Fuck. Guys, this is why you do a podcast, because you have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Well, whatever. It's TNA from when they first started with Ken Shamrock and Scott Hall and Raven and Ron Killings. Oh, by the way, I'm going to talk a little bit about the podcast that I just started to check out. And I've been a big fan, obviously. I've said the big three for me, other than the Shining Wizards and which I actually don't listen to, so whatever. Which is our podcast, by the way, in case you weren't aware. Ryback, Bruce Pritchard, Tony Schiavone. And this is a sin, because the guy's been so great to us, and he's been a friend forever. Dude, I've been watching a couple Sam Roberts podcasts on YouTube, and the ones with R-Truth, the ones with our boy Curt Hawkins, who, by the way, congratulations, Curt Hawkins, on the birth of your daughter. Dude, babies are hysterical. I'm only an uncle, and I love this kid more than you could freaking imagine. I can't imagine how much you're going to love your daughter. And I love the Paul Simon. I love the Paul Simon post, brother. I loved it with those lyrics, because that's a great tune. But yes, congratulations to Curt Hawkins. You know what? I was going to go into stuff about podcast. Listen, dude, R-Truth, like, there's a lot of good content out there, which kind of even, and this is going to be me in a little soapbox, or I guess a little bitter Benny, if you will. It makes it harder for podcasts like ours, who have been around for 5 years, and we've had the best guests in the world, and I'll rattle them off for you right now. Mick Foley, Chris Jericho, Rob Van Dam, Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat, Matt Hardy, Paul Orndorff, Kevin Sullivan, Apollo Crews, Moose, Eddie Edwards, Davey Richards, Kevin Matthews, Falaba, I can just go Danny Doring, Justin Credible, I can just keep going and going and going and naming all the amazing people we've had on this show. And now that everyone has a podcast, like, it's tough for us, especially when we don't have a regularly set schedule like we usually do, to get the amount of following that we feel like we deserve. And trust us, we do great, and we're not complaining at all. But guys, if you can just head out, head over to iTunes, leave a review, leave a rating, leave a comment, buy a shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards. We'll come up with new designs soon, trust me, I promise. We want to provide the best show for you guys. So it's just amazing, and we love the support. We love everyone that's bought shirts. We love everyone that listens and tweets at us and does all that stuff. So Tony put out an episode. I put out whatever you want to call this monstrosity. I don't know what it is. I'm going to send it over to Tony, and it'll be up by Saturday night at 6:05. So this is Kevin Garifo, Shining Wizards Kevin. Again, Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram, at Kevin Garifo on Twitter. If you're in West Orange on June 21st, I have Chris Johnson coming in for a great comedy show. He's been on tour with the Impractical Jokers, so you never know who will stop by. It's Egan's, West Orange, 104 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, 07052. Guys, we honestly do thank you for all the support, and we promise that we will get back together soon, the four of us, and we will freaking rock your world just like this Jameson and Ginger is rocking mine, brother. It's the real deal. Oh, man, the real deal. That just reminds me of, like, Macho Man Randy Savage. Ooh, it's the real deal. Yeah, that was terrible. It's 2:30. All right, guys, thank you very much for listening. And again, ShiningWizards.com. Thank you very much, guys. Bye. 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 Tony, play a closing song. Tony, play a closing song.
This for everyone that lost a nigga. Swag. The other day, my nigga went to work. He said he picked up a box that was heavy and it really hurt.
Ow, this hurts.
So we went to the bathroom to look for an answer. I took a look at his hip and thought he saw a lump of cancer.
This looks like cancer.
And so he did what a nigga does. Called his nigga. He was like, nigga. I was like, nigga. We was like, nigga. Swag. He said, I think I caught cancer from lifting this box. I was like, that's heavy. Well, anyway, can I holler at your girlfriend, the one with the big booty that shake like it's got shocks? He was like, what? I said, I'm just playing, not really. But I think you got a hernia. He said, oh no, I got me a hernia. I know this doctor that looked like Sigourney Weaver. He said he ain't got no money for a doctor. So we went to a party. And then my nigga died. I really miss my nigga. I really miss my nigga. White people, you can sing it to, just change that into a W. Miss my wigger. Just say, I really miss my wigger. Back to the song. Was at the hospital bed. Said, nigga, are you dead? My nigga said, yeah. And I said, no, 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 no. Why'd you have to go, 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 go? Reached out to his ghost in slow-mo. I put a trigger for my nigga, then I burst in the air. Nurse said, you can't do that here. I said, bitch, I don't care. She said, you don't care, but his part's important. Help me lift this nigga up and put him in a dead nigga storage. I said, dead nigga storage? You joking? She said, I'm joking. It was just a joke. I said, I'ma shoot you in the face and call it a joke. She said, the best way to cheer up is to laugh. I said, bitch, I'll cheer up after this bloodbath. I want the whole world to know what it's like to lose a nigga. I lost my nigga to a hernia. I lost my nigga to a hernia. I really miss my nigga. This breakdown. Really miss my nigga. White people, I really miss my wigger. This song is about equality. I really miss my nigga. Let's sing it together. I really miss my nigga. But white people, if a black person next to you and they look real pissed, you better stop it. I really miss my nigga, cause I ain't responsible for your well-being. I really miss my nigga. I really miss my nigga.
I really miss my nigga.
I miss my nigga. I miss my nigga. I miss my nigga. I miss my nigga. I miss my nigga. I miss my nigga. I miss my nigga. No homo, no nigga. I miss my nigga.
God, that was disgusting.